This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Howdy, dear podcast listener. This is Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice, and I am Damian Farnworth, your host, your muse, your digital recluse, and the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media. Thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. Listen. Sentences are pretty simple little things. You got your subject, you got your predicate. The simplest sentence is the subject and the verb, where the noun performs an action. The witch belches. The moss dreams. Damien falls. Of course, sentences can be complex. Damien fell into the moss when the witch belched. Or this doozy, which amounts to a long list connected by semicolons. I was in a surly mood when I woke up, so I went to the record store, bought a Wagner album, teased the clerk, downed an iced tea, taunted the vendor who sold it to me, stole cheese from my roommate to make a sandwich, dropped the album on the player, slid my headphones on, and devoured the sandwich in three bites. 3 hours later, I was in a worse mood. Even in the complex sentence though we still depend upon the noun, we still depend upon the verb, too. So those constructions better rock. Because the difference between a brilliant sentence and a bad sentence usually boils down to the verbs. Your verbs need life. They should vibrate, they should tremble, they should carve a vivid picture in the head of your reader. In other words, they should be active and fierce. They should growl, hiss. They should leave an aroma. The sentence, "I was promoted from junior to senior copywriter," is bad. It's weak and it's passive. "I earned a promotion from junior to senior copywriter" is better. "However, my boss promoted me from junior to senior copywriter" is best. Let me pause for a moment and answer an objection that is probably swimming around in your head. Am I suggesting that you concern yourself with every single verb you write? Even if you are responsible for writing one 500-word article a day? Really? That much attention to verbs? The answer is yes. This is practice, my friend. This is technique. It's about paying attention to detail. It will be tedious at first, but eventually it will become second nature. Within a few months, more practically though, within a year or two, you'll be able to churn out a list of sentences with strong verbs. It just depends on how often and how long you practice. So the first step to writing warm-blooded verbs is to recognize when you are slipping into passive. And a good sign you're slipping into passive, not always, but usually, is when your verbs include is, was, were, or some version of the word be. For example, "I have been writing passive sentences." So I am being taught to write active sentences. The best way I found to correct this tendency, which is a tendency that we all do, is to remind myself of the template. And this is going to sound insanely silly and insanely primitive, but remember the template of a sentence: subject, verb, subject, verb. "The fortune teller read my palm. She explained what she saw. I scrambled for the door. She yelled, 'Stop!' I said, 'No. You should have seen that coming. Again, that might seem tedious, but it's no different from an athlete being broken of bad habits, and that usually happens when a coach carefully corrects and adjusts her movements. Those adjustments might be small, almost inconsequential, but the results usually produce large improvements. And once you've overcome your tendency to write passive sentences, next you can work on injecting life into your verbs. And the best antidote for that? Reading. William Faulkner wrote a short story called Pantaloon in Black that I cannot stop reading. It is in his collection, Go Down, Moses. I've only read three other stories in that collection. Pantaloon in Black is that seductive. The main character, sprawling in grief after his young wife dies, is in constant self-destructive motion, always striding, lifting, drinking. Thus, the plot is a fluid, manic current, unstoppable and fatal and full of hot-blooded verbs. It's a wonder to read, and I want to write like that, but better. As Steven Pinker says, and research suggests, studying the classic style will break you of your weakness for corporatis, academies, bureaucratis, and legalese. In other words, word slaw. The question is, how far are you willing to go for the right word, for the right verb? So I'm in the middle of this article. It's filling out at around 1,300 words. About two-thirds of the way done. I still need to close it. However, there is a glaring hole in the middle of it, and I'm searching for the right word, the right verb to fill that hole. For some reason, I got the bright idea I would watch Apocalypse Now. That's a 2-hour and 38-minute movie. Perhaps my verb was in there. Will it be worth it? Perhaps. And it was, in fact, even though I didn't find my verb, it was worth watching. I'll end with this. How far are you willing to go to find the perfect word, the perfect verb, the perfect sentence, the perfect metaphor? Let me know in the comments. And by the way, if you haven't already, do me a favor. Leave me a rating and a review on iTunes. Let me know how I'm doing. It would mean a lot to me. Your encouragement always, always makes me want to work harder. I love hearing from you. So until next time.